Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and I'm with him.
Doug, it's great to have you on, co-host of Bob Enyart Live.
Big
and
fun.
September, what a wonderful month of the year to be alive, to love the Lord, to serve the Lord, and love your neighbor.
Awesome.
It's a great time.
It's beautiful.
It's a lot going on.
A lot going on. The telethon's going well. We're at $8,280.
Which That's great.
Now, we have a $500 match from yesterday from Dwayne out in Indiana.
And $470 of it is still left.
$470 still available.
All right.
So people could call right now and match.
Double their money.
Double their money. Call right now. 1-800-836-9278.
Do you have any news stories?
I want to ask you, Bob, have you been following the story of the deviant scumbag out in California who kidnapped the 11-year-old girl, held her for 18 years?
No. I haven't been following it.
You haven't been following it. His name is...
Why hasn't he been executed yet?
Well,
what is his name?
It's funny you should say that.
Why?
Well, because he kidnapped a woman.
They caught him a week ago, right? He should be dead. He should have been executed by now.
Wouldn't you agree that it's fairly obvious that he's guilty? I mean, the disheveled living quarters in his backyard, his own confession.
18 years of rape?
Yeah.
The children that he fathered through his victim?
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, his name's Philip Garrido, and he kidnapped another woman back in 1976.
Mm.
He was sentenced to 50 years for that, but he only did about 10 years before the catch and release program came into
California's catch and release program.
Yeah. And so there was an interview out in Las Vegas. The woman he kidnapped back in 1976, and he assaulted her. Her name's Catherine Calloway Hall. The first thing she said in the interview was, quote, "I think he should be executed," unquote.
Amen.
Yeah.
Katie, Catherine, you're absolutely right. And the only thing is, he should be dead already.
It's been a week. He confessed.
There's overwhelming evidence. You know, this idea that trials take 5 years, appeals take 15 years, rapists get out of jail, it's just despicable.
Well, Bob, let me ask you this. When a convicted... registered sex offender.
Huh?
He was convicted.
What do you mean a register? What do we do sex offender? We register them? Why don't we license them?
Well, I think we did.
Why don't
in
we
this
bond
case.
Them? License and the only registration for convicted sex offenders should be on tombstones.
Right. That's what I say. Granite, marble if the family can afford it.
Yeah.
That's the only way they should be registered.
Here is the registered sex offenders in Forest Lawn.
Well, Bob.
Michael Jackson. It goes all the way back.
I've got bad news.
Yeah.
California does have the death penalty, but it's only for murder cases with special circumstances. Garrido, even if he's convicted a year or two from now, after being presumed innocent, even after he confessed. What's up with that? How can we presume he's innocent if he confessed?
Yeah, because lawyers are inane.
Yeah.
And they are in rebellion against God, and they seek to pervert justice. Lawyers are experts in the circumvention of the law.
Well, this is the extreme example of the fruits of that. Mm. Now, the maximum penalty for what this guy has done, holding this woman for 18 years and the horrible things.
Wait, let me guess. Buried alive.
He will not be buried
burned
alive.
Burned at the stake.
No, burning.
Stoned.
No, not stoned. No.
What?
Volleyball, tennis, weightlifting.
Oh, checkers, chess.
Book reading, access to the library, health care.
Pinochle.
Entertainment.
Keep them educated.
For life.
Entertained.
Life. He can get life for what he's done.
Cool in the summer, warm in the winter.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's the maximum penalty that California can inflict at this point.
That's just despicable. And it's rebellion against God. God said that a murderer shall surely be put to death. And God said, do not profane me by keeping people alive who should not live. Just Google God death penalty and read about it. It's in the Bible.
Yeah. Well,
New Testament too. Old and New Testament.
This is the extreme example of this is why God said
what a tragedy.
That. Unbelievable. Yeah. Anyway, the woman you know, who he
maybe
abducted
we should
is thinking.
Doug, I'm sorry.
That's okay. She's thinking clearly. She wants him executed.
I think he should be executed, she said. She's right. We should dig up that Court TV interview I did years ago when Scott Peterson was in the penalty phase of his murder of Lacey and Connor.
Right.
And that I got to lay out an argument for the death penalty, including from the New Testament.
New Testament support for the death penalty.
Yeah. Hmm. It's all over the internet. Just Google God, death penalty, those three words.
I thought in the New Testament Jesus forgave everyone.
Except for the people he sent to hell.
Oh, that's right. That happens in the New Testament, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And except for the people that he said, bring them here, those enemies of mine who would not obey me, and slay them before me.
That's a New Testament?
That's it. Except for when it said that he's the rock of offense, and whoever repents before him, they'll be blessed. And everyone else, he said, I will grind them into powder.
Wow. So much for the theory that God went into some kind of counseling
rehab
between the Old and the New Testament.
Yeah, the intertestament get in touch with your inner child period.
Right. I don't think it must not have took.
No, God didn't do that.
All right. The number to call, and if you want to participate in the program, 1-800-836-9278. Bob, I've got some other news. By the way, did I mention the telethon?
You did.
$8,280.
The goal is $40,000, and it's the 3rd of September, and we're up to $8,280.
Right, so we need $31,000 and some odd dollars, but we have $470 in matching funds that we can't collect yet.
$8,280. So if somebody calls in a $50 donation, it'll double because of Dwayne in Indianapolis, his matching offer.
Yeah, so give us a call for that.
And somebody gives $100, it'll be $200.
If someone gave $470, it would be $940.
Ah, wow, that's good math.
Wow, I did that in my head.
You recovered.
Anyway, call us. We need your help.
Yeah.
But
the death penalty is at the heart of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's why conservatives, Christians, have to not allow liberals to get away with saying that Jesus was against the death penalty.
Yeah.
We have a 2-hour DVD, New Testament Support for Capital Punishment. And it's the de facto standard in this country on what does the Bible teach, Old and New Testament, on the death penalty. Doug, that's a little braggadocious of me to say that.
Well, I like that.
But if you Google God, death penalty, number one out of 2 million is our article on what the Bible says on the death penalty.
Yeah.
We beat Antonin Scalia. What did he do for a living?
I forget. I think he owned a shoe store in the Bronx.
Oh, yeah. And then he became a U.S. Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, something like that.
So, Doug, before we get to the next call.
I've got another story that I want to get to. But let's go to the phones.
Right.
Jack on line 14. Speak your mind.
You know, I was wondering what you guys thought about that release of the Lockerbie bomber, and if that was an appeasement to Islam.
Well, the story's now come out. It goes right up to the top of the UK government that it was a deal. They wanted to get a better oil deal, and it was a grave insult to the families of the 270 victims. They're suffering all over again, Doug. Every murderer should be put to death.
Jack, it's despicable.
Yeah, exactly.
And the entire government of the UK should crumble and collapse.
Mm-hmm.
Lord willing.
Well, you take a mass murderer and you let him go. God said, do not profane me by keeping people alive who should not live.
Unless you need a discounted price on oil.
Yeah.
If you're in an economic slowdown.
That's right.
No, I don't think God cares if you're in an economic slowdown.
No. Hey, Jack, thanks so much.
That is a great point, Jack.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks, guys. You guys have a great afternoon.
You too.
God bless you out there. Be safe. All right, Bob,
Doug, people could get a DVD. They could get our God and the Death Penalty DVD if they donate to the telethon.
Any donation of any amount, any one-time gift, you get a free DVD. I recommend.
Or purchase. Or if they buy anything from our store, just call us, 800-8-NYART.
Wow.
And say, I'd like my free gift for the month of September for the telethon.
Yeah.
And I'd like the God and the Death Penalty DVD.
And I highly recommend it because back when I first got saved, I had a crisis that I was going to have to become really mushy and squishy.
Mm.
And then I saw that DVD and I realized that real men love Jesus.
Real men love Jesus. And God is not emasculated the way much of the church presents him.
No.
So you got a rapist, you put him to death.
That's right.
And you make sure it hurts in the process. and a guy beats his girlfriend or wife, you flog him. But liberals will sacrifice women on the altar of being nice to their rapists, their murderers. And so, you know, Christians need to assert that we know how governments should function because we are honoring God and reading His Word.
That's right. So we're qualified to comment.
Yeah.
And to make suggestions.
Yeah, we're someone that doesn't know if they exist.
Yeah.
Or doesn't know right from wrong. They're not qualified.
They're not qualified.
Yeah.
And yet they seem to be...
They're not qualified.
They seem to be controlling the reins of government throughout... at least the Western world, because I haven't looked that deeply into the Eastern world. But speaking of being nice to murderers, Susan Atkins, does that name ring a bell?
Oh, you're not kidding. No. I went to go visit her with a friend of mine back in the early, the early 80s. Late 70s.
She's in prison. She's one of the Manson family killers.
One of the Manson murderers.
Now, I was not aware that you had visited her.
In a women's prison in California. My dear friend, his wife left him and got into Satanism, like witchcraft, and drugs. And we went to ask her because she had become a Christian.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and she's guilty, and she should be executed.
Should have been executed.
That's what the Lord says.
Back around 1969.
Yeah, the guy who got saved when the Lord was being crucified, the criminal on the cross, he said, "We are being punished justly. This is the due reward for our deeds." But this man, Jesus, he didn't do anything wrong.
Right, I remember that.
So she should be executed. But we asked her, she sent a letter to my friend Wally, to his wife, a lengthy handwritten letter. This is Sadie, right? What's her name?
Susan Atkins.
Susan Atkins. She was known as Sadie.
So yeah, they all had pet names there in the Manson family.
Yeah. And we asked her, and she did. She sent this powerful letter. And you could imagine everybody in this apartment complex in California, in Costa Mesa, read the letter.
Wow.
But I haven't seen Wally or his wife for 30 years.
Wally, if you're out there, give us a call, 1-800-836-9278. You know, she was convicted in all seven of the Tate LaBianca murders.
Yeah.
She's been in prison for 40 years.
Yeah. She has brain cancer, right?
She's 61. Well, she was supposed to die last year from brain cancer, but she has languished and clings to life to this day. And her lawyer, who's her husband, is trying to get her out on a similar thing as Majad Hadeen Al-Khoali.
So mass murderers should not be released.
No, whether it's the Lockerbie bomber or one of the Manson killers.
Either domestic or foreign terrorists, they should be executed.
Right.
Not kept in jail, so we have to provide health care, government-funded health care, for decades.
Well, now, there was
paid for by the victims.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The families of the very people that she murdered.
Yeah, have to pay for her health care.
And tasty food. And even dessert.
Dessert.
Boy, talk about...
Two meals a day, dessert.
You know God hates that.
God hates that.
He really hates that. Now, there was a parole hearing this morning out in Chowchilla, California. Mm. Her parole has been denied.
Good.
But, it's
good.
It's sort of a bittersweet victory, though, because she should have been executed.
She should have been executed. And remember, Jeffrey Dahmer was beat to death in jail.
He was.
And do you remember when that happened? What we said on Bob and Yurt Live was, see, the system works. See, the system works. I mean, it's not a perfect system,
but once in a while.
No, even a broken clock is right twice a day. So if a court case comes out right, never, ever, ever say, see, the system works. Because the system is a failure. It's worse than a broken clock. It's no longer just the system. Now it's just the system. But if a murderer does get beat to death in prison, that's the only time that anyone is allowed to say, see, the system works. That's it.
Okay.
Not that we're advocating that.
No, certainly not.
But see, the system works.
But it did work.
Yeah.
At least the ends were achieved.
Yeah.
All right. So her parole has been denied.
Oh, and by the way, he's a Christian.
Who's
Jeffrey
that?
Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
He became a Christian.
He did?
Unbelievable. You got to see the interview with him and his father.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Stunning, stunning interview. Stunning, stunning.
Now, he was.
It was done before he was beat to death.
Amongst sinners. He was right up there in the top.
He was one of the worst.
One of the worst sinners
in history. He was a homosexual cannibal.
Doesn't get much. And murderer.
And Well, cannibal.
Okay, yeah.
Sort of included.
So it doesn't get much worse than that. And even he could be salvaged by Jesus Christ.
That's absolutely right. Okay.
I think a lot of heathens have a problem with that.
You know what? I love Jeffrey Dahmer. Wow. That's going to be a headline in the Denver Post someday. I love Jeffrey Dahmer. When you see that interview, that he takes full responsibility for what he did. He was a flaming homosexual pervert.
Yeah.
And he, you know, being sorry goes a long way.
Well, that's where it starts, right? Repentance is the first step.
He took full responsibility. He acknowledged that God created him. He explained his filth and wickedness. And his father was just extraordinary in the interview, and he was extraordinary compared to all these other murderers who try to say they're not guilty, you know, or they try to blame somebody else.
I'm going to have to look that up on the internet.
Doug, you'll just be stunned. My wife Cheryl and I saw that together, and we were stunned. Jaw dropped, mouth open for 40 minutes.
And so on Judgment Day, we'll find out if he was sincere or not, but you seem fairly convinced that he was sincere.
Oh, he was sincere.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he went to meet the Lord.
Yeah.
He was dispatched, not by the justice system.
See, people think we hate homosexuals.
I've heard that said about you.
Me?
And I've heard that said about myself.
Yeah, I know. Except for the homosexuals, we've loved enough to share the gospel and lead them to the Lord.
Right, get them out of that destructive lifestyle.
Right.
It's not about hating them. It's about loving them enough to tell them that they're destroying
themselves. To tell them the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, not like that Brokeback. What's that church in Chicago? Willowbrook? Willow Creek.
Saddlebrook.
And Rick.
Saddle Creek.
Pastor Rick Warren. Brokeback.
Saddleback.
Mountain Church.
Saddleback. Saddlebags. I forget.
Brokeback.
Yeah.
But
Rick, he loves everyone. Rick does.
Yeah, these churches, you know, you say, I love God. I love everyone. How about the devil? I love everyone. How about the devil? I love everyone. Mm-hmm. So please, don't worship God with the same mouth that you justify filth.
Wow. Good advice, Bob. Good advice.
All right.
Now, speaking of the mouth, out in Thousand Oaks, California, there was apparently another one of these healthcare town hall meetings.
Yeah.
And apparently, there was an argument, there was a fist fight.
Uh-oh.
And it appears that a liberal bit off the finger of a healthcare opponent.
No, you're kidding me.
Well, that's to
Come
all
on,
appearances.
Now, I've been busy working on the personhood effort here in Colorado.
No.
This is a true story? You just made this up?
No, the left pinky of a 65-year-old man who opposed the healthcare reform bill.
A pro-Obama protester.
Well, they haven't caught the guy who bit the finger off yet.
Yeah.
But he walked across the street into a group of anti-healthcare reform.
Yeah.
And bit a gentleman's finger off.
Oh, my. Look at this. A clash between opponents and supporters of Obama's healthcare reform.
So it was a clash.
And
apparently.
And the guy who lost his pinky was an opponent.
He was an opponent of the healthcare. He wasn't an opponent of healthcare, which was obvious after his finger was bitten off. He was in favor of healthcare right at that moment for himself.
Right. Medicare, in fact.
He was opposed to the healthcare reform.
Right.
That whole
we got to get government out of healthcare. But so anyway, here's a pro-Obama, pro-healthcare guy bites off the pinky.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if a pro-lifer did that to a pro-abort at some clinic? Warren Hearn would be condemning every pro-lifer all the way to Tibet.
Yes, yes.
Now, why doesn't he condemn Barack Obama, the Democrats, the unions, and all his pro-abort buddies who are advocating? Because look at how violent these healthcare reformers are.
I mean, to bite off a guy's finger, that's
That's like you're a professional boxer.
Yeah. Now, the man lost half his finger, but doctors reattached it. You know why that was possible? Because Obama's health care reform plan has not yet taken effect.
That's right.
Otherwise, he would have had to wait a few weeks and keep it on ice.
He would have been put on a death pathway.
Well, yeah, he was already 65.
Yeah, he would have been put on a death
they
pathway.
They would have just said, look, here's some oxycodone. Just try to take it easy.
Right.
You're already 65. Anyway,
they don't really need that pinky.
Police are actively looking for the biter. I suppose you would call him
the biter.
Yeah, and
didn't Michael Tyson do something like that?
He bit off Evander Holyfield's ear in a scene eerily reminiscent of the Johnny Cash song "A Boy Named Sue."
Oh, you're kidding!
Yeah, it was really.
I don't remember that song.
Boy Named Sue.
I remember
Sue,
the title.
He bit off someone's ear in that song. Yeah.
Huh.
And then Mike Tyson bit off Evander Holyfield's ear, and it was reattached too.
Man.
And from what I understand, Evander Holyfield had a private pay situation with his health care. Mm. He was able to come up with the money to have the ear stitched back on.
So reality.
Now the government,
art.
I think they want to make it illegal, Bob, for us to pay our doctor for health care.
Oh yeah,
that's what
Obama's
I think.
Program. Remember Hillary Care?
Yeah, I remember that.
And there was another 1,000-page plan.
Yeah.
And on about 80 pages, it mentioned jail and doctors going to jail and people going to jail because, say, you're granddaughter is sick and you're right. trying to get her help mm-hmm. and you pay somebody to do something,
right.
somebody's going to jail. Now, Obamacare, they have the IRS as the enforcer.
Wow.
The IRS will go through your finances and let your doctors know whether you qualify for certain treatments,
mm-hmm.
and they'll report you to the government, maybe the death panel or somebody,
yeah.
if you violated part of this government health care plan.
They want to keep it all in-house.
They're evil.
They like to have control.
They're evil.
But what blows me away is they say that they're going to expand coverage and reduce costs.
Yeah.
I mean, even a third... When Obama addresses the third graders next week,
even
one of them is going to be able to do the math.
That's creepy.
Simple math.
That's coming up. That's creepy. That's yeah. keep your child home.
That's what is it? ADD day.
ADD day. Adult.
Directed
ditching.
Ditching day. Yes.
ADD.
Okay. So ADD day is September 8th, I do believe.
Keep your child home from the godless public school that he or she attends.
Yes.
It is godless, and don't tell yourself it's the best school around.
No.
Because it's not.
No.
It's a godless school that will destroy your child.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're sending your daughter to school, she will be sexually harassed and eventually used sexually by her classmates. And especially by older classmates.
Yeah, that will happen.
That will happen.
Whether or not Obama addresses them or not.
It doesn't
that's
matter.
It's already happening
that
in the
would,
schools
Obama's
right now.
Address would just speed it all up.
Yeah, it's just going to make it worse. But yeah. How did we get off on that? Oh, yeah, the bitten finger. Anyway, it's been reattached, but Obamacare still looms. Now, speaking of healthcare, let's go over to across the pond to our good friends over in the formerly Great Britain.
Yeah.
From the Daily Telegraph, a story about, people made fun of Sarah Palin when she said death panels, and they think anyone who thinks there's death panels are kind of kooky.
Yeah.
Well, they've got them in England.
They've got them in England.
Yeah,
this story, this is just out, and this is from the Telegraph.
This is from the Telegraph, yeah.
So this is not from a pro-life news source.
No, these are liberal.
This is not from American Right to
Life. Post-Christian European rag.
It could be from American Right to Life, but it's
could
not.
Be. Yeah.
And what is this saying? What is this story?
Well, apparently.
You gave this to me, Doug. I read it before the show.
Yeah.
This is not surprising. This is what's expected. But just listen to what...
The National Health Service in Britain has a scheme called the Liverpool Care Pathway.
Did the Beatles have something to do with this?
I don't think
so. The Liverpool Care Pathway, which means if this medical team judges that you're not worth saving,
yeah.
they put you on this death pathway,
yeah.
and they over-medicate you. They stop giving you fluids, or food, IVs.
Yeah.
And you're dead within a number of hours.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're not trying to hide it or keep it in the dark. This is widely known.
This is the pathway.
This is the and it's a publicly known government policy.
And leading doctors in the country are saying that this is self-fulfilled prophecy when the patients die, because any number of these patients could have recovered, could have had a longer life, but we have put them, this is a prescription for how to speed up, how to kill your patients, and it's happening by the tens of thousands.
Yeah, a professor over there, Peter Millard, emeritus professor of geriatrics at the University of London, he says, quote, forecasting death is an inexact science, unquote.
Yeah.
And he says, he added that some patients are being wrongly put on the pathway. Which has created
I don't want to ever be put on the pathway.
Not on that pathway.
Not on that pathway. Now, we can talk about the principles of end-of-life care, But Doug, 1 out of 8 Brits die under heavy sedation, and that's double the rate in the Netherlands, and the Netherlands are euthanizing babies.
One in eight
Brits are dying under extensive sedation, heavy sedation over a lengthy period.
That's a lot. So, I mean, you know that 1 out of 4 members of Congress vote under heavy sedation here in the United States.
Well, that's true.
That's an accurate
but
fact.
But used to be that when somebody died, most of the family members missed it. You know, they were at work.
Right, because...
They were in Phoenix.
Right.
Nowadays, they call you up and say, could you be here Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock? The family gathers and grandma dies.
Grandma's going to die.
And that's in this country. Mm. So in Brit, they just have a name for it.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Bob, this Liverpool Care Pathway.
Yeah.
It was originally developed by Marie Curie, Madame Curie.
I thought she died.
She is dead.
Oh.
Dead a long time.
Well, then she was the right person to develop it then. Well, how did she develop it if she's dead?
But she developed it for patients who were back when people died of natural causes.
Her charity. No.
Right.
Charity developed it.
Yeah. For people who were suffering, you know, and dying of cancer to minimize their pain.
It's not wrong for someone to die. It's wrong to kill someone.
That's right.
And if someone is irreversibly dying, it's not wrong to let them die. Sometimes your body just won't accept nutrients.
Yeah.
And it's not wrong to die, but it's wrong to kill someone who is not dying. And that includes by starving them to death, by dehydrating them, and by over-medicating them. Mm.
Well, you know what I found ironic was that this Liverpool Care Pathway was recommended to the National Health Institute over there. Mm. By a group in Britain called the National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence. The acronym is NICE.
Oh, that's very nice.
So a lot of nice people over there in Britain are going to kill grandma.
The child molester is the nicest guy on the block.
And the doctor who will kill your grandma
is nice.
Belongs to NICE.
All right. Hey, thank you, Doug McBurney. On the 26th of this month, Colorado Right to Life has their annual banquet. It's going to be stunning. Lila Rose will be there.
Yeah.
I'll be there. Doug, will you be there?
I'll be there.
We'll have the greatest time, so call 753-9394. Call Colorado Right to Life, 303-753-9394. Make your reservation, $75 a ticket.
And the Bob Enyart Live Telethon standing at 8280. With $470 in matching funds, someone call us right now, 800-836-9278. Match that $470. We could use your help.
Please keep us broadcasting and on the internet, reaching people all over this country and around the world. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, what a great school. And our website is kgov.com. May God bless you.